When congressional investigations into Hurricane Katrina began last fall, most fingers were pointed at one man, Michael Brown. Despite President Bush's remark that Brown was doing a heck of a job, the then FEMA director was blamed for much of what went wrong. Today, Michael Brown makes his second appearance before congressional investigators, and as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the question of blame has become far more complex.
When Brown appeared before House investigators in September, he didn't help his case by being defiant and unapologetic.
You see, I get it when it comes to incident command systems. I get it when it comes to emergency management. I know what I'm doing, and I think I do a pretty darn good job of it.
Brown's reputation dropped a few more rungs with the release of emails he sent during the disaster. In one of them, he asked an aide, "Can I quit now? Can I go home?" But a lot has changed since then. Over the past few months, House and Senate investigators have revealed a much more complicated picture of what the government did and didn't do. They've uncovered many layers of mistakes, above and below Brown's pay grade. Joseph Lieberman is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
What we've seen in our investigation and our hearings is that almost no office or agency or department at the federal government level did what they were supposed to do under the National Response Plan, prepare for and respond to Hurricane Katrina.
For example, earlier this week, the committee heard testimony about confusion over who was supposed to coordinate law enforcement efforts in the region. The panel released a string of emails between Homeland Security officials, worried that the FBI might take the lead. In one email, Homeland Security's acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement wrote, quote, "I think DHS has one opportunity to turn this fiasco around." But the official who was eventually put in charge told lawmakers he had no idea in advance that he'd have to assume the role. Lieberman says it's just one example of the failure to prepare for a disaster that had long been predicted.
All too little of that preparation was also done by the state and local governments, so they might have been able to step in better.
Last week, for example, Louisiana's Secretary of Transportation, Johnny Bradbury, told congressional investigators he had done nothing to plan for evacuation of the state's at-risk residents, even though that was his job. Congressional investigators have also uncovered numerous reports on the day the storm hit of levee breaches and flooding in New Orleans, including one sent to the White House. But top officials say they didn't learn until the following day that the levees had failed. David Heyman, who heads the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says it was a failure of the entire system.
It was a combination of individual decisions or frankly, the lack of decisions and their subsequent actions prior to and even during the initial stages of the crisis that triggered kind of failure after failure down the line.
He says one problem is that the 426-page National Response Plan, created to avoid such confusion, didn't work, that a lot of people didn't seem to know what they were supposed to do. Heyman notes that most of the top federal officials who signed onto the plan in 2004 are no longer in office.
People come and go from jobs, and there's no institutional capacity today for ensuring that our government officials know their roles and responsibilities for the National Response Plan and how to implement them.
In fact, the Government Accountability Office has criticized Brown's boss, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, for the way he implemented the plan, failing to declare the storm a catastrophic event, which might have triggered a faster federal response. The White House is conducting its own Katrina review, expected to be released next week, and according to those briefed, it will also fault the response plan and point to failures throughout the government. Lawmakers are expected to grill Brown about whether those failures also include the White House. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.